Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
What's up, everybody? It's the Week 17 Swolecast here on RotoGrinders.com. We say hello to week 17 and we say goodbye to 2023 and our best ball teams. The guys talk about the directional accuracy of my Cleveland Browns passing game attacks. We talk about Pete's just bad beat and look forward to this week's game. So stick around. It's the Swolecast here on RotoGrinders.com.
You came static from the Swolecast? Yep, that's me.
I just want you guys to know I'm total dust. I'm the problem.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Leave it to the guy with the crypto dunes, Abby, to not understand content.
I should have known you getting 30 likes was directly written by someone else.
You know me, I don't do a ton of research before the show.
I put no research into this, don't know if it's true at all.
You're on the right show.
To it, bro. Live a little.
Live a little. Just live a little, guys.
All right, welcome in. It's a Swolecast here on RotoGrinders.com. David Kitchen alongside David Smatic and Peter Overzet. Tuttle is doing UCL projections and College Bowl or CFB projections. So shout out to the fella for just absolutely grinding. I just took a shower, and that's been my big task for the day that I've done. Like, that's this week.
That confirms all my priors about how you determine productivity.
This week has just been a chill week. And so people say, well, why didn't you take off for this Swolecast? Well, because I feel like I owe it to everyone to be here. So welcome in. Davis, how was your Christmas?
I mean, this is the worst Christmas ever, right? The Chiefs lose to a team that completes one pass in the second half. Need about, 22 points or so from Debo to get a couple teams in the finals. Has his worst game of the year. Literally, the worst. Like, as bad as it could get. It was that bad.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good.
Surrounded by my in-laws not understanding why the Chiefs can't complete a pass. My mother-in-law going, I thought the Chiefs were good. I thought the Chiefs were good.
How do you
do you tilt
communally? Like, were you showing your frustrations or do you just kind of like seething inside?
It was normally I can just kind of quietly seethe inside and remain jocular and part of the party, but that it was too much. It was too much. Like I was like actively like a black cloud in the communal family, Chris. I mean, it was awful, dude. And like the stakes of like all the gambling stuff are just too high. Like it's just, I had 16 teams live to potentially advance to the next round and got one through. And I'm just like watching literal thousands of dollars of EV just, you know, being pissed away. And it's just too much.
It was a brutal week. I mean, if there was something to be bricked, I bricked it. Home league, best ball leagues, the drafters team that
the famous had a good drafters start team
with Puka. Like if there was a team that I had, it bricked this week, but I still had a great Christmas. Pete, just T's and P's to you. I saw that brutal bad beat. You want to tell the people what happened?
Yeah. First of all, I did have a great Christmas. You know, it was April's first Christmas, being able to like open presents and have a great time.
Yeah,
and
it was great.
And then I settle in for this Sunday night football game. I basically needed 24 points from Christian McCaffrey, and I wasn't getting my hopes up, but then he gets to like 16 right after that touchdown. Yeah. I'm like, all right, now I can start to buckle in for this sweat. And this will tie back to Davis and I's Debo versus Brandon Ayuk stuff, because I also had George Kittle, who started cracking my lineup. And there in the fourth quarter, I take the lead in my pod. But the guy in first is about to have Brandon Ayuk crack his lineup. So Brandon Ayuk has that drive, right, where he had a couple catches there, just looking like a golden stallion in the open field, just waving to all the Debo haters as he also pushes my team out of first place. And then we're still moving the ball down there. And what we're at, like the 5 or the 4 yard line, and we get a Christian McCaffrey run. All I need is this touchdown, and I'm headed to the BBM finals with a team I drafted on the Swolecast. And nope, downed at the 1. Sam Darnold, incomplete pass, sack, interception. GG's. We're all going to fucking lose anyways, as a wise man once said.
That was a brutal goal line possession for them. So yeah, you missed out. Gretch missed out also on the last, just being the
have
last
no fear. Have no fear. Crane found a way, you know, he found a way. Shocking. You know,
I wrote this in his replies. I was like, Crane, you should have wrote one time when you posted the screenshot of your BBM 14. People be so mad.
Davis and I were in the same pod, and I just so wanted, when I saw that, I was like, can one of us just make it out? Cause it would be great for content. And no, we didn't. But it's like, there's like 2000 pods, right? Like, or how many?
Not for the sem-
what,
not for
440 the times 16?
Yeah. Well, 440 pods.
440
and Davis and I,
pods. Yeah.
Davis and I each have 2 apiece, and we're in the same one. So it would have been great if we were just jockeying for position, but no, it didn't happen. It's okay though. It's okay. You know, things happen. It's tough when you've experienced that taste of best ball finals. So really, I feel bad for Davis that again, the,
No, it's fine. Lips. I'm going to win the puppy four returns, return of the Rottweiler. It's going to be fine. I'm going to get 0.005 of a Crane back. You know, it's going to be fun.
Just like talking about the sweat again, I had like this moment of self-awareness where like, and this very rarely happens to me, where like a lot of times the sweat is almost like directly proportional to the stakes. Like I remember when I was chasing like the Battle Royale finishes and I'm like, oh man, like I'm sweating. I want this 30K, blah, blah, blah. I feel like on Monday night, the sweat had completely detached from the stakes itself. Like I was just having a visceral sweat with the game. And I'm like, what is even at stake? Getting like dead last in the Best Ball Mania finals for $1,000. But like the sweat just consumed me in a way that didn't even help me like contextualize what I was even sweating.
Because it's about... You're finally realizing what it's actually about, which is the clout. It is the clout contest. Best Ball Mania is the clout contest, and it is a huge amount of clout. There are so many likes out there for you to get, so many little dopamine hits for you to be engaging with. You know, that's what it's about.
I can get my likes in Urine Liam's mentions. I don't need the likes on Twitter.
Fair.
There is for me, I was actually sweating my home league contests even more, because I think I've told you guys, we're on like year 20, and I won the first 2 years and have bricked it ever since then. And so it's a running joke in the league, and they make fun of me. And
they're like, yeah, that fantasy football expert, Soccer Dave, he just can't quite take it down.
Right. And so that was for me. I was like, oh, just get me into the finals. But anyways, we move on. It's week 17.
I'm not sure I will, honestly. Like I am down in the dumps. I lost in cash on Sunday with a total dipshit team. Like, just very obvious. I should not have done what I did. And the Chiefs, the zero milli finals. Like, it's I'm down, dude. I am down galactically right now.
I get it, but come May, you'll be back in there. Let's
I think I got it. The volume, I gotta pump up the volume even more. I gotta be like in the big board.
Oh my gosh.
It's the only
you gotta
out.
Join the big board. That's where I got two finalist teams. The waters are warm over there.
There we go.
I max entered the big board via slow drafts because my completionist side, like, I was at like 65 and the contest about to close, and I registered for like 90 slow drafts.
Amazing. Amazing.
All right. This week, man, we have already got some news. I don't even know if it affects this slate. Do the Broncos even play on this main slate?
They do. It's going to be Jarrett Stidham versus Easton Stick as the late. That's the late hammer for you to be swapping.
I do feel bad. These past few weeks have been so just crazy. And like, Russ has actually done something, right? And then he's going to get replaced for everyone who's, you know, have them in their finals teams. But it is what it is. It's going to be it. This is week 17, which is like the new week 16, but it feels like the old week 17 kind of. So with that being said, let's get to Mr. Pete Overzet and the Overzet's overview.
Got that dog in him. Got that dog in him. Overzet overview. Come on.
All right. Merry Christmas to Swolecast Nation. I am elated to let you all know. I know there's been some, you know, best ball sadness around here, but we wiped the floor with Clay Matthews in week 16, 152.3 to 108.8. One of us had the brilliant idea. We had 152. Clay had 108.
Oh, is that because we had Cooper?
One sec. One of us had the brilliant idea to put Amari Cooper in our lineup. It could have been any of us. No,
could have been
anyone. You know, one takes individual credit on the show. We are a team, but it was me. I put Amari Cooper in the lineup.
Yeah.
Clay Matthew Sims had him roll out a Justin Fields double stack. He also played Josh Downs. So, you know, this fucker is now like subbed to the blitz or something. He's sick of getting dressed down on the Swolecast every week, probably DMing with Cardi. Learned what a dome boner was. I mean, Clay Matthews.
Cardi had Mullins for 23.16 DraftKings points, and he was low.
Incredible. Yes, but we are on to week 17 in the best ball playoffs. As we mentioned earlier, the team I built on the Swolecast came up literally an inch short from making the finals. And it's fine, though. I don't even have enough characters in my X bio to add BBM4 finalist. I've already kind of maxed them out. That's because I've added 2x 2023 big board finalists to the bio. You know, we had to make room for that. On X, Davis revealed that he does have one team remaining, but that he's too embarrassed to reveal which contest it is in. Davis, we're all rooting for you in the Palm 49 Return of the Pom Pom. And we eagerly await the premium Substack you're going to launch once
If it was the Palm, I dead ass wouldn't even screenshot if I won it. It's literally too embarrassing.
Bullshit. You would take that W so fast. You would.
No.
What is first place in the Palm? Honestly,
I don't know. That's not the contest I have a finals team in. I think it's literally $10,000 though.
Okay. Davis, you are screenshotting a 10K win. Don't even delude yourself on that. I don't believe Dave made a team to the finals, which is shocking, honestly, because no one works harder at this than Dave. I really need Leone to start doing acid this week or something, because the early Roto-Grinders projections have Lockett a full 2.5 points better.
Oh, let's go.
Oh, man. Come on, Leone. Get wild out here. Week 17 DFS in the era of best ball, it's like the total embodiment of the dancing, crying girl gif, you know, where you're just like wiping away the tears, building a team with a Kyle Pitts, Roschon Johnson mini correlation, remembering when you did that in June as well. It's a vaguely fun slate, 13 games. Eagles and Niners have massive team totals. Ravens-Dolphins game could be fun, although Jalen Waddle is now likely out with a high ankle sprain. That's the world's lowest ankle sprain we've ever seen, according to Mike McDaniel. And then there's the Bengals, who are playing a team that should be relegated to the CFL. Back to you, Dave.
Thank you. Oh, gosh, some of these games. We need also, it's that time of year where people tell you like the narratives of what the individual players need, as far as for their contracts, for their personal records.
Levitan lives for that tweet. The second like, he could be like,
I think that's how his account got as big as it got, was yeah, basically being like, dude, T. Higgins needs 3 receptions for 500K. They're hitting him 3 receptions.
I saw, yeah, because I was, seeing like some Titans tweets were like, let's just get Derrick Henry as many touchdowns as we can these last 2 games.
I think that's kind of their whole operational plan anyways. Like that's just sort of the foundation of the Titans offense.
Yeah. You got Tyrod though at 4.6K against these Rams. You got Jacoby Brissett now. You got Jarrett Stidham. Just all these stud quarterbacks. What are you guys doing at quarterback this week?
Probably this guy by the name of Jalen Hurts. He seems to be pretty good. Scores a lot of fantasy points. He seems good. Josh Allen seems good. Justin Fields against his team that he's going to be playing for next year feels pretty good. I don't know if Tyrod
Patrick
Taylor,
Mahomes, that $7,500 price tag is looking pretty good, dude.
There's one fantasy relevant player on the Kansas City Chiefs. His name is Clyde Edwards-Helaire. That's the only Chief you're playing this week.
Do you know what I might have to do? I might just have to roll out a Davis Maddock themed lineup in the spy. It's a Patrick Mahomes double stack with Brandon Ayuk, and I ship it and come on here next week.
No, that Debo would be the Davis Maddock theme team.
No, it's the Davis Maddock tilt theme lineup. Patrick Mahomes double stack. Because you're off Pat, of it finally.
If Pat gets there this week and Clyde gets like 4 points and I play Clyde in cash and there might not be no coming back from that for me. That might be what I finally need to just become a monk.
Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts for you this week, Peter?
Give me Jalen Hurts. I think we won. This card team, man, it doesn't matter every which way. They just give it up. And I know the Bills are motivated, yada, yada, but this is such a clean spot for the Eagles.
Yeah, this is why we drafted Hurts.
And there's not even really anyone to stack Josh Allen with because Diggs is too expensive and like gets no good targets now. Gabe Davis is like completely, I don't know. Like
he used his one every 4-week good game last week.
Yes. And, like, and Kincaid like doesn't exist now. His routes are going down every single week with Knox. Yeah, I think he only ran like 55% of the routes last week.
It would suck to have like 60%, you know, Dalton Kincaid and have no Laporta McBride right about now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be kind of brutal. I don't know. I mean, it's like Kincaid, Laporta, it's hard.
One plays with Josh Allen, one plays with Jared Goff.
Seriously though, what is up with Diggs? Davis, you said he's too expensive. He's not really that expensive, like historically speaking, for Diggs.
It's actually the same thing. It's actually the same thing that led to the cucking of T. Higgins and of the Kansas City Chiefs, which is Joe Brady got hired to be the offensive coordinator, and he said, "All right, what's going wrong here?" Which is that it's Josh trying to create things out of thin air, and defenses aren't really giving it to him. So I'm going to start calling a bunch of short stuff close to line of scrimmage. We're going to run the ball a ton. We're going to throw to the running backs a ton. So they just do these like 8-minute drives where James Cook is getting 6 carries and Latavius Murray is getting 4 targets. Like it's just all close to the line of scrimmage. And then you get to the 3-yard line and Josh Allen caps it off. Light work.
Yeah. cheap quarterbacks that you like, Davis, this week?
Well, I do actually. I normally would like to chastise you and say that they're not playable, but the fact that there are no like slam dunk cheap wide receivers and only one really good cheap running back means that like Jarrett Stidham, Jacoby Brissett, Tyrod Taylor single stack with, you know, Christian McCaffrey and some of the expensive guys. Actually, I bet that'll sim pretty well this week, David. Like last week. Yeah. Well, last week the Sims, the entire top 50 of my sim run was like Taylor Heineke, Trevor Siemian, like all the dust 5K, Joe Flacco. Flacco ended up being the right one, but it was all the dust cheap ones. So I think what the Sims are picking up on, if I can, you know, kind of get inside the mind of the Sims, is that without any cheap options that are projecting really well, the only way to access the real high ceilings is to give up a couple points of ceiling at quarterback and pick up those ceiling points at the skill position players.
You mentioned Flacco. This Browns passing attack is just on another level right now with him at quarterback. Like, I was so close to calling.
Are we talking about the showdown slate now, Kitchen, or what are we doing?
No. Okay. We're just talking about like how directionally accurate my Browns passing attack.
David, it was literally the least directionally accurate take in the universe because it was predicated on Deshaun Watson playing well.
Well, if he just played half well, if he played half of Flacco.
It was directionally inaccurate. It was
dead wrong. And by the way, not. In the end, congrats. Even if you mind melded to the future and knew that Joe Flacco was this guy, congrats. You got the week 17 Thursday night game in 20 degree rain. Like it's not happening, dude.
Yeah, but sometimes you just have to have the key to open the door to get into the finals.
You could. That's true. Cooper, whatever team he was on, advanced. You know. So
well, not my Swolecast team in the semis. That I had two Swolecast teams in the semis. One of them had Amari Cooper. Didn't even sniff the finals.
Enough about your teams, Peter. Let's move on to this.
That, while this guy does an inaccurate victory lap on Joe Flacco. You know what? We got to mention Brock Purdy, right? Because no one wants to play him after that dog shit game, assuming the stinger is not a huge issue. 7K versus the Commanders, who are almost equally as friendly as the Cardinals.
I mean, I'm going to play
very much in play.
100% Purdy. I just think every team I make for tournaments this weekend is going to be Purdy, I think.
What about Lamar versus Miami?
Yeah. I think Purdy is, I think the $700 difference like actually matters this week. I was messing around. I made my cash shell yesterday and that $700 is going to matter a little bit. The other thing is that Likely's price is, I think he's 4,700 now. So he's only 1K less than McBride. I think I don't have the salary page pulled up for tight ends right now, but like, so then, and then Zay Flowers isn't free either. I don't know. And I mean, he's a good play, obviously, but I think
you could just roll naked Lamar if you wanted to.
We doing that?
I don't know if the Sims are going to like that.
Yeah, but I don't think the Sims are going to do naked Lamar.
I'm just saying, it's kind of crazy that we talked about quarterbacks and Lamar's name didn't even come up.
Well, it's the same thing as last week, right? I mean, that Dolphins Cowboys game had the best total on the slate, but the cost made it like super hard to get access to that game from a stacking perspective.
Yeah.
Was CD in the optimal last week? I don't even think he was.
I don't think the optimal. I had him in a couple of my spy lineups. He came in around 10% in those.
I'm going to do a sim run right now and I want David to we're going to do a little game with David where let's see how close he can get to any of the optimal distributions of the quarterbacks. I think this is going to be a good bit.
Like,
oh my God. Okay.
Well, I'm looking at what you're looking at, Davis, which is why it's fun. Who's the
Sims? The Sims are wrong. I'll already tell you this. The Sims are wrong. David, who do you think the number one optimal probability quarterback is?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Number two, I wouldn't have guessed in a bazillion years. Who do you think the number two optimal probability quarterback is? I think this is wrong because, well, guess, whatever.
Matthew Stafford. I don't know.
It's Davis Mills, but it's because the team total is reflecting Stroud potentially playing, and it's Mills with the salary. Number three is Brock Purdy. Number four is Geno. Number five is Jalen.
Can I tilt a little bit about, I mean, I rolled out a Geno double stack, and I should know better at this point, but God, does Pete Carroll love anything more than just salting the game away, just running the ball? I mean, that clock was just tick, tick, tick. It was just all Kenneth Walker and Derrick Henry.
Not enough, because I had a 4 or 5 slip that needed 62 rushing yards from Ken Walker, and he got 61, so he doesn't love salting it away quite enough.
Yeah, I was surprised. No tear tart, no, you know, just a rushing game.
They really missed Tier Tart in that game.
Dude,
brother.
If Tier Tart is in that game, there's 75 combined points scored, I'll tell you that.
All right. Let's move on, or let's create our DraftKings lineup now. This will be fun.
A lot of pressure, guys. Got to keep dusting Clay.
Davis, let's start with you.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take Brock Purdy.
Okay.
I'm sliding in there and stacking him with Ayuk.
No!
Did it.
Did you guys see Ayuk, like, at body slam some of the blocking, the run blocking that he was doing? The guy's just a monster.
He's the real grown-ass man on that team.
He needs to be the alpha.
No one says that. No one agrees with this.
Kitchen just did. And that's just how you know you're on the right side of history.
There's your teammate.
I think they've been tracking the yards per attempt or yards per completion for like 25 years. And he's number two overall since they began tracking with over 12 yards per completion. Just
numbers. You voting Brock Purdy for MVP, Dave? We're going to do some MVP discourse.
Well, I picked up a slip, so I hope that I bought one the other day, so I hope it pays off.
You bought one, like on the secondary market?
He's making a joke about the dude who sold his slip for $250,000.
Yeah,
some guy paid six figures for a slip, and then it went down like 85% in the course of one half. So, all right. Let's go with, boy, you know what? Let's do it. I didn't think this guy would be the guy that you would need, but I mean, he just looks so good out there, including in the passing game. Let's go with Zeke. 6K Zeke.
Oh, man.
Yeah, not big on this.
On the road at Buffalo, what could go wrong?
Who cares? Did you see him hurdle the guy last week?
Who cares?
A touchdown. The guy's found a fountain of youth, and he just catches passes too. Like,
well, here's the thing, Kitchen. There's no accountability for you with what happens in this lineup. I have to write up jokes based on whatever happens each week. So the stakes are pretty high for me with
you
this.
You took
lineup.
My Browns take last week, and we rode to victory. Just take my Zeke take this week, and let's ride it.
You could go watch the tape back. I put in Amari Cooper, and then you went on your Joe Flacco take. That's what happened last week when I put it in. I had to go check.
Yeah, and what happened? Flacco went off.
All right. Per Davis. Year.
I'll take Clyde.
God.
With Zeke and Clyde, we're back, baby.
God.
We're so back. All right, Pete.
Let's go back to the grown-ass Manuel at tight end with Trey McGronk.
I actually think because he busted last week when like everyone and their mom was on him, I think he actually will be like pretty rationally owned this week.
He's 5,900. That's still mispriced for his role. And the Eagles secondary is dog shit. And the entire offense is built out of him.
Jeez, that's expensive.
No, it's not. Not in this economy. Not when you just paid $5,300 for CEH. We got money to spend, boys.
He's the only running back left on the Chiefs.
All right.
The other guys walked out in protest.
Let's say we put like the Chargers.
No, we got to pay. We can play a cheap defense, but we got to play a Commanders wide receiver.
Chargers 2.9.
I think Panthers defense is the cheap move, right? Trevor Lawrence playing through like 900 injuries.
Well, I'm just talking about Stidham. The Chargers 2.9. They're $200 more than the Panthers, and they're playing at home. No, they're not. Whatever. They're playing away.
Like, aren't the Chargers like the worst defense ever?
They're going to get like bunch of sacks.
Fine, David, it's fine. Chargers was your pick. Peter, who do you want? Clay.
Isn't it back to you? I just did McBride.
Okay, I want Terry McLaurin.
Jacoby Brissett, Terry McLaurin splits. Here we go, baby.
More and more people are saying.
So we got 5,200 for a wide receiver and a flex. Did you, right. Davis, did you say there's like nothing cheap here? I don't see much.
I think I saw cheap wide receiver is like DeMario.
Yeah, it's like DeMario and Wandale.
Let's do DeMario.
Double
Patriots.
Doesn't feel great.
Yeah, it's true. Let's
do DeMario. He's got a little dog in him.
He definitely has it. He's got a little bit of dog.
He's got a little Greg Dortch in him, I'd say.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so 6,100. All right,
so if you put him in 6,100, which gets you
not a lot.
Hopkins? Kenneth Walker versus Seattle. That's
I was going to say, I know ball, so I was going to say Kenneth Walker.
Versus Pittsburgh.
I like that. There it is.
Okay. There you go.
Also, just I hope you remember, Kitchen.
Yeah.
Next week we will be building the cash game lineup.
Yeah. Dave, open invite to you to come on the Gilcast next weekend if you want to join the cash game shenanigans.
Wow.
Me or Pete?
You. Peter, this is
a tent pole fixture of the week 18.
It's sort of like a nice celebration of all of our hard work all year, but we would love to include you.
Will Levis just going to just ball on people. I mean, next week. Let's get to running backs. Talked about Zeke, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I don't know. Like Christian McCaffrey, obviously, is the guy. Yeah,
it's a big CMC week. All the lib nerds are gonna have CH and Clyde Edwards. They're gonna have CH and CMC, the three letter abbreviation running backs in their lineup.
You think? I think people. If Jacobs doesn't play, I think Zamir White will be more popular than CH.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Did he get any passing game work at all? Didn't Abdullah take all of the third down stuffs?
I don't know. It's Wednesday.
I will say right now, I'll give an early Wednesday flag plant. I will be playing Clyde Edwards-Helaire is the only Chiefs running back who has taken a snap all year other than LaMichael P. Ryan for two snaps in Germany over Zamir White.
Yeah, so Zamir White still 76% of the rushing attempts. You can live on that.
What about you guys mentioned Kenneth Walker. You got Bijan. Did Bijan run bad last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tyler Allgeier scored a 31-yard touchdown.
He's seen Tyler Allgeier scoring in some of my best ball lineups. It was thank you, Arthur Smith, for that, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, how about Swift? Like it looked for the first time since week three that like the DeAndre Swift experience was back. They just finally were like, you know what? This guy, he actually can run pretty well. This is maybe a little bit too much ball knowing, but it feels like they finally decided to actually get him in a rhythm. And once they got him in a rhythm, there was nothing the Giants could do. It was just like 7 yards, 10 yards, 6 yards. Like he was just getting after it.
Dude, if Jalen Hurts didn't have the biggest tush in the world, I mean, DeAndre Swift would have 25 touchdowns this year. I mean, it's honestly absurd.
Yeah, I did the math. If DeAndre Swift got half of Jalen Hurts' 1 yard rushing touchdowns, he would have went from the running back 17 to the running back 7.
That's good content. That would go viral on Twitter, by the way. Did you post that one?
I did. It didn't go viral because people were like, who cares about total points? It's about points per game. Kyren Williams scored more points per game.
Kyren Williams is, I feel like he will go overlooked this week because of his price tag. And he just gets fed every week.
You know what, Dave? I actually think you're right. I do. I'd love to mock a David Kitchen Wednesday ownership take, but that was my first thought was, $8,300 for Kyren Williams seems like a lot. And it does seem like a lot.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's like I'm the real Sims. Isn't that what we talked about as far as ownership goes? Like whatever.
I did get a little bit of sticker shock seeing Alvin Kamara be $7,500 less than Rashad White, who he is playing against. I thought that was wild. I mean, it might be true, but
how about this for a 2v2? Like for you cash bros, Davis, it's only $100 difference. CMC CEH versus DeAndre Swift, Kyren Williams.
Give me CMC CEH all day. That's gotta be better by like 4 points.
Pete. Gosh, you really need
I got one more week of being a GPP, bro. Because give me really the Swift Kyren side, baby.
If you played the other one in ready, cash.
Dude, he's getting ready to lightly place Clyde Edwards-Helaire in his cash shell next week. He's just warming himself up.
That guy will even sniff my shell. He's not in the same area code as my shell. I only play good players in week 18.
If Pacheco and McKinnon will for sure be out. I'm assuming Pacheco is not going to play this week. But if Pacheco gets one of these multi-week Roschon Johnson, CJ Stroud concussions instead of these Brock Purdy version of concussions, CH is going to be like the most owned week 18 player next week for them.
Might have to add a little GPP bro to my cash shell. Little IKB. I hope they play late so I can late swap off of CH when I'm busted early.
Who else is interesting at running back? I mean... Eight. How about
Derrick Henry at 6.9?
How about James Cook at 7,100?
By the dip.
20 carries last week for James Cook.
Yeah. And it was, even though he got the 20 carries, it was a disappointment coming off of his nuke game in week 15. So I like Cook. People will have sticker shock on him at 7,100 too.
What's the weather going to be like?
Who cares? Weather doesn't matter. The guy who wanted to jam Zeke into Mario Douglas is now concerned about the weather for James Cook.
I'm just saying.
If Zeke ever affected the running game, get the hell out of here, Kitchen.
Zeke, I'm just wondering, just for game previews, really, as a first look show, wondering what bad weather is coming.
Let's see what Kevin Roth has to say.
Well, it is an El Nino year. I don't know if you remember that, David.
It's the winds.
It's raining. It's raining.
Davis has been thinking about the weather in tomorrow night's game for not even joking, like 7 months.
Like 7 months. Yeah. And by the way,
I know.
It feels pretty fucking good to be right.
No, you're not. I just pulled it up. It has a green score for Roth. He has it listed as quiet weather. Don't know what the fuck that means, but the total is
35. The total is 35.
That has nothing to do with the weather.
That has to do with the weather.
Let the record show that I was directionally accurate about the Week 17 Jets-Browns game not being an offensive barn burner.
You guys are taking the most egregious victory.
Yeah, Davis, that's egregious. Tomorrow it's 47 degrees as a high. That's not bad. Dude,
wait for that wind to come in off the lake. Wait for that wind to come in off the lake.
I hope there's 70 points in that game tomorrow.
8 miles per hour winds is what they're predicting tomorrow. All right. Let's get on to wide receiver. By the way, you guys are sleeping on Zeke, it feels like.
All right, Dave, this is a good game. Where do you think Ezekiel Elliott is at in optimal probability right now?
I mean, who's optimal probability? Mine, he's top three.
He's actually number four. It looks like the Sims like him markedly more than Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Oh, imagine that. A guy who had 11 targets last week and who has found the fountain of youth is projected higher than found cloud of dust.
Ezekiel Elliott found the fountain of youth. Yes. Only on the
he did not. The only fountain he found is the amount of times Belichick is willing to put the ball in his belly.
Okay. He found the Bailey Slappy. He literally jumped
over a guy and then into the end zone.
You are so easily impressed. You're the guy that anytime someone hurdles, even though when they're like risking their nuts getting kicked in and it does nothing for the play, you're like, God, I respect that effort.
Yes, 100%. You don't?
No.
You just turn your nose at a hurdle? Are you serious?
Did you see who was it the other last week that had his nuts just, you know, couldn't even have children anymore after trying to showboat? I guess if I was in the NFL too, knowing all those sideline photographers, I'd want one of those action shots of me hurdling someone. So I'd probably do it once, but then I'd be done.
Dude, the Marshawn Lynch into the end zone.
Speaking of being easily impressed, fantasy Twitter has been circulating this juke that Jahmyr Gibbs did in the Vikings game this last week. They're like, oh my God, this juke, he's built different. Where at the end of that juke, he fumbled. He literally fumbled the ball away to the Minnesota Vikings at the end. And FFM is correct. Dudes will see a hurdle and say, hell yeah.
To your point, Davis, I think there's this Pavlovian thing. Like if there's a super HD highlight video, specifically it's like one of the alternate angles or the overview one, like people will just cream themselves. And I think they need to try to bait people like just the dumbest play, but super slow-mo, like these alternate angles. And people would still be retweeting it and not realize it was a 2.5 yard carry by Zeke Elliott. And that person would be David Kitchen.
So what? Who cares? let's go back to receivers, please. We got to get on. There's a guy who's 5,300.
Does his name rhyme with Schmore Schmickens?
Yes. Last week had almost 200 yards receiving. They have to get him the ball again this week, right?
Davis? What did he do it on? 3 targets? I'm sure it's sustainable.
Six targets. Davis, what are you doing right now?
Reading Jonathan Bales entering the arena as a new Huberman advocate. Jonathan Bales just tweeted that he's been in the lab on exercise, nutrition, and supplements. And so I'm reading that tweet from Bales.
Do you think you might could do that in like 19 minutes?
Davis, I also saw the tweet, but I didn't have it stop everything in my life when I read it.
I mean,
like doing this show for the good people.
I mean,
do you know who we were just talking about?
No, but I bet I can guess.
You were so into reading George Jonathan Pickens. Bales' 400 character tweet that you forgot
talking
we're talking
about
George
Pickens.
Let's fucking go, Bales. Come on, the take cast. Let's talk about protein powders.
Let's talk about deadlifting, Bales. Come on, let's go.
Dude, do you check out Hubie?
Dude, you listen to the new Huberman with Dr. Robert Lustig about how bad fructose is for you, brother? You got to cut it out.
All right. Davis, are you on the George Pickens train, though?
No chance. Like, literally none. I trust Mason Rudolph about as far as Mason Rudolph can throw a football, which is not that far.
All right. That's fair. What Seattle's about T. Higgins against Kansas
Seattle's
City?
Seattle's secondary is also pretty decent.
Chiefs secondary is good. I don't know about T. Higgins this week.
Dude, they've given up. Like, if T wants to go four catches, 112 yards, two touchdowns, he can. Well, Aiden O'Connell didn't
Devontae Adams didn't.
Because Aiden O'Connell didn't have to. They just run, incomplete pass, punted, and won.
Reek is 9,300.
He was 6% owned last week. I gotta say, I'll file that under the category of maybe the field was right and I'm the moron, but if Reek had 47 points last week at 6%, the field would have felt like an idiot.
He had like a quiet 20. Like, he could have easily had 40 points. He had what? Yeah. 14
I mean, he
or
could easily
targets?
Have he could easily have 40 points every time he plays.
That ceiling is reflected in the price tag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the chat is right. Like, he's clearly not 100%. Like, he is playing through this ankle injury. He's taken even more snaps off than normal, but I'm pretty into it. I can't see a ton of ownership going that direction because, again, we've got AJ Brown projected like super chalk. How about this? How about Rashi Rice on a Wednesday afternoon being the fourth highest projected point wide receiver?
That's a wild one too, because if everyone is super down on the Chiefs, I assume people will be able to stomach one-off Rashi Rice and then just avoid the stack stuff.
Yeah, I mean, is one-off Rashi Rice, like, can you build the entire plane out of 3-yard screen gains? Like, I don't know, probably not. I would prefer Olave to him, I think. Olave might be in the cash shell, actually.
Yeah.
That's a scary cash play right there. Derek Carr on the road. I know the Bucks suck, but
he's been a staple in cash lineups this season.
Yeah, I guess Thielen, it's true when he's been healthy.
No, he is that is absolutely untrue. David just made something up on
No.
He's been a staple in the cash lineups, maybe.
He's been in cash shells plenty of times.
The one week he was above 50% owned in double ups, it was a part of the dumbest train in the history of DraftKings.com. It was like the most, it was a terrible team.
Kitchen is right that he is in everyone's cash shell, and then before they press submit, they actually get him out of there and submit a good team.
That's actually probably true. How about this one? Cup or Nacua this week?
What's the price difference?
7,900, 70 or 8,100 for Cup. 7,900 for Puka.
Wow. They finally made it close enough that you can. I mean, some of the drops that Cup had last week were just so brutal. I would probably just break tie in favor of the ownership on that one. I don't think I have a God knows I don't know enough football to differentiate between Cup and Nakua's ceiling.
Oh, wait. There's going to be a new take that'll come out. It'll be like the Debo Ayuk one. It won't be man versus zone. It'll be something even dumber. It'll be like teams with cornerbacks that went to SEC school. I don't know.
I saw those tweets last week. So they were FUDing like the Amon-Ra St. Brown one. And it was like in cover 3.5 shells. When it has a waxing gibbous moon, Amon-Ra actually struggles or whatever. It's like, that stuff is so fucking overfitted. Get the hell out of here.
I think this is the worst thing to ever happen in fantasy football is these people thinking that their like advanced data tools suite can like pinpoint mega directionally accurate the difference between Justin Jefferson at 8,100 and Amon-Ra St. Brown at 8,200.
If Keenan Allen doesn't play, Quentin Johnston is 37.
Yeah, maybe Alex Erickson.
It's done, Kitchen. Even those of us who tried to defend him for weeks are off the train. It's Jover.
Yeah, it's Tuttle's not here. Tuttle's not here to get wasn't he on Adam Thielen last week saying it was going to happen?
Yeah, Packer. Yeah,
he was. What did Packer he did fine, right? Did he have like 15 points? DK points?
15.4. Six yards away from the 100-yard bonus. All right. Any other wide receiver takes?
Yeah, I mean, I'll throw one entry away on Wandale probably at 4,000, but no more than one.
I need to see the Tyrod Taylor Wandell splits here.
I think he only threw to Slayton and Waller.
I'll throw one more out there. If you want to find this week's Darius Slayton, one Mr. Michael Wilson could certainly.
I was going to say him. Had 4 targets last week. None of them panned out. But this was the guy who I was pairing with those Eagles stacks last year or in June for this week. Mm-hmm. Knowing that
Michael Wilson be the guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Michael Wilson of the 0-0-0 stat line last week.
Davis, are you we're having conversations here? Are you still just like jerking off to Bales's tweet right now or what?
Yeah, no, I just targets. I'm like I would love for Michael Wilson to have delivered as he was my most drafted player in Best Ball Mania 4, but like we don't need to be chasing these ghosts.
The whole point, Davis, is if someone would have brought up Darius Slayton last week, we would all laugh too. The Eagles secondary is shit, and these deep ball guys get loose.
I played Slayton last week.
On the Christmas slate.
on the Christmas slate, brother.
Dude, I played him on FanDuel.
Well, no, the guy who was the ghost last week was actually Hyatt. He was out. Literally don't think he got a target. There is one more wide receiver we need to mention.
DJ Moore.
Plays for the San Francisco 49ers. His name is Deebo Samuel. He's got the highest ceiling projection of anyone not named Tyreek Hill or Christian McCaffrey. And he's a good play. Pretty, pretty good play. Pair him with this fellow by the name of Brock Purdy. Maybe a little Terry McLaurin bring back.
Or you just save the 700 and play the better wide receiver. I don't know if you heard, but David Kitchen said he has the best yards per reception in history. I think
best yards per completion.
No.
Davis isn't listening to Kitchen today or any of us.
Ayuk had the second best yards per completion.
This Bales tweet ruined the show.
Davis. Oh, make sure you put this on your timesheet, Davis. Just accordingly. I don't know if we have half incremental.
I'm trying to get the chat to send me some fish action. I've been running dry. The only people sending me games now are ETR subscribers who are just running their optimal against me.
Everyone's saving their money for next week to slide into old revert Z tops head-to-head invites.
You're gonna get the same amount of invites next week as Nate Noling has gotten the entire season.
His entire life.
All right. Let's move on and create
Let's get it over with.
All right. FanDuel.com.
FanDuel.
Let's
Pete, if people want to send you week 18, if people want to send you week 18 cash games on FanDuel, where do they send it to?
Please, actually, dude, Pete, that would be the ultimate bit.
That'd be a great bit.
Please, dude, I need to write it up like Levitan and be like, here's why I'm doing the cash game bit on FanDuel in 2018.
And everybody's screenshotting their head-to-head against FF Comedy Hour _ Pete.
Well, then I'd only get 4 invites because no one would be able to figure out how to fucking log in and send me one. Sorry for all the F-bombs to Dan Box kids who are listening in the car today.
Can we get into a FanDuel lineup?
Yes.
Please.
You're oh, my Pete. God. The chat was not lying about Lamar's price on FanDuel.
Hmm.
Who's going first?
Pete.
Okay. Let's we didn't do all right. Yeah, let's do the Lamar thing. 7,900. Let's do it.
Okay. 7,900 for Lamar. Davis, you want to pair him with anybody?
Yeah. Let's do Isaiah Likely for 6,000.
Zay is only 63.
We could double stack at those prices.
All right.
David.
And let's do Reek.
Reek, huh?
I really thought you said Zeke for a second, and I was like, we can't do this again.
Oh, my God. Christian McCaffrey is priced at 1,100 on FanDuel. That's incredible stuff. All right.
Zeke is only 6,400.
How about, do we like $5,700 Jaylen Warren?
Sure.
Yeah. He's not even the alpha anymore there.
$5,700 is cromula enough.
Not he's a pass catching back.
It's let's
not
did we put Swift in our DK lineup?
No.
Let's put him in here. Don't fart noise at my pit. Didn't you read Davis's tweet? He would be running back 6 on the year if Jaylen didn't have just an absolute peach of an ass.
Oh, all right. Wide receiver and flex. Let's go with.
You're rushing to fill the flex, but we still have two other wide receiver spots. First?
I said the wide receiver and flex. Gosh, Diggs only 7,600.
I was just looking at that. Yeah, that's pretty.
Buy the dip, baby.
Let's do it. Let's go with Diggs.
Diggs alpha game. Diggs.
What if that's the low advance rate, high ceiling guy you need?
Dude, let's do a Zeke mini with Diggs. Just ping pong.
There's zero chance that there are any Diggs teams in these best ball finals.
All right, let's do the Houston Texans defense.
Against Tennessee?
Believe it or not, Dave.
Actually, yes. The Texans do have a one Mr. Tier Tart on their roster.
Revenge. It's a revenge game.
Revenge game for Mr. Tart.
Their defense is not
Kevin,
bad.
Kevin is mentioning that Marvin Mims is free on FanDuel, and I think he's free for a reason.
Yeah. Just, guys, we got to let it go. We got to stop torturing ourselves.
Unless you get yards for punt return.
How much do we have left? 50. Can we afford the Olave play?
No.
No.
Okay. Good talk. All right, fine. Put Josh Downs in. Pittman didn't practice again today.
All right, Josh Downs. We have $5,600 for a flex. Not going to lie, pretty tight. That is leaving us like... Not enough.
Kyle Pitts is 5,700. Let's find a way, folks.
I don't know if this lineup works.
How much did you say we have?
We'd have to play Dotson. That's like literally the only guy I see.
Michael Wilson, get that takeoff.
Maybe Curtis Cedric Samuel. Wilson with a.
If you are passing over Michael Wilson to play Cedric Wilson, Davis, you have lost the plot.
I did. I literally have lost the plot. The plot has been lost, brother. Too busy thinking about Bale's deadlift form.
Sosa, celebrity finish to this one. You're coming to the table. You're filling out this lineup with the Sosa-approved play. And then next week you'll be able to hop on and show a GIF of the guy. After he hits.
Yeah. Who's it going to be? Let's see who Sosa picks.
This is Drava.
Oh, Slayton. Slayton is the move.
Hey, let Sosa put in.
Let him do it.
No leading the witness.
Justice Hill.
What a sweat. Look at this man. Scrolling.
He's going back to. Oh, there's Chig.
So much. Dalton.
Who do you get?
He's really playing to our
love double stacking the Bills without Josh Allen.
All right.
No good deed goes unpunished. Thank you, Sosa.
This is the worst. This is the worst team we've ever made, I think.
Yeah. You know, like when you purposely like do a chore bad so that your wife won't ask you to do it again. I feel like this is what you guys did to the FanDuel.
No, I don't believe in weaponized incompetence. I'm an equal partner to my wife.
The last week, so I did Lord Reeves subbed in for Jam on my block party show because Jam was sick, and we built like a banger of a team, and it was duped like 3 to 4 times in every contest. But it, you know, scored like 189 points. The Swolecast is the opposite, in that you dupe us and we will bankrupt you on FanDuel.
If anyone has ever honestly, like earnestly duped the Swolecast lineup, they need to reevaluate their process.
I will say, like, as someone who recaps our DK team every week, we are like hyper polarized. Like, we either hit the nuts on a Wednesday or it is just absolute dog shit. We never have anything middling.
That's the right way to play, brother. You're first or you're last.
First or last. You're either beating Clay Matthews or you're not.
All right. Tight end takes other than Trey McBride, because he is kind of pricey. If you want to get some of these higher skill player guys.
Kitchen, you need to open up your third eye to the new meta on DraftKings, which is these elite tight ends are mispriced relative to their roles. If McBride was a wide receiver, he'd be 7,100 this week.
That's fine. But let's say you're trying to get in two studs. Let's say you're trying to get in Reek and CMC. And you got to save on tight end. Tight end typically the place where you save, or you go double tight ends. You could even play Trey McBride at tight end one. You need a tight end two. Where are you going? Schultzy?
That's a good question.
Kate Otten?
Like, where are you going, brother? Where are you going?
There's not a lot of cheap tight ends out there.
I mean, it looks like the guy who's popping right now in RG projections is a guy who had a bagel last week in Pat Freiermuth. So I guess that's the state of the pay down.
What about Darren Waller? 4,500. He was like a foot away from housing one last week.
That's fine, but it doesn't fit your criteria of needing to punt it off at tight end.
Whatever.
Whatever, Kitchen's man. So over Fitz, analysis, which is saying Fitz a lot.
Fitz is 4,100. This is the game that Fitz was supposed to go off on.
Kitchen just like fired off a take, whatever. Who cares?
Whatever. You know what, Dave? Kyle Pitts losing his mind and being the highest scoring tight end this week would be really fitting to the D and Davis stands for down bad, because he was my most drafted player. And just knowing that I would have had Kyle Pitts on potentially one of these mythical teams out there in the ether, killing it.
I've actually got it. I've got it.
Oh, I'm scared.
And this is a Swolecast play, not projected well as of right now. Has to be.
Sosa, clip that. This is a Swolecast play, not projected well.
No. Has to be, though. I'm going to talk to Tuttle and Jimeno, because they right now.
David's going to get his hand in the secret sauce of the
project. Who do you think it is?
It's going to be like Austin Hooper or something.
No. Tommy Trimble, 2,600. This is not a bad take. He had 6 targets last week.
He's
like the only tight end available now in Carolina. So 6 targets. Nothing. Yeah.
I'm stunned because this is great. I mean, you unearthed the guy that I was never getting to, Kitchen. My third eye's open.
He is the guy that's going to be leaping guys, like just jumping over guys into the end zone.
He's going to be the leaper.
I found it. I was asking you guys for questions, and in my quest, I found him myself. Didn't even need you. But Great. Do you have any other tight end takes other than
drop Tommy Trimble? It's really hard to follow it up.
No, I think Likely is my guy here. Likely is my flag plant.
It's pretty good.
Durham Smythe had 5 receptions last week.
Okay. All right. I think that'll do it for this week's Swolecast. Special thanks to everyone that's still with us. You know, I hope you guys had a great Christmas, great holidays, and gonna have a great new year. This is the last episode of 2023. It's crazy going into 2024, and I hope that we just go in there strong. So final thoughts, Davis.
Final thoughts. Just remember that Debo's going to score more points than Brandon Ayuk, and no amount of pleading or begging with the universe will change that inevitable fact.
Okay. All right. Pete.
Oh, sorry. Bales has developed a lot of opinions, and he has a ton of data after reading countless studies and testing a lot of routines. Sorry. By the
Is that your final thought? Yeah, all right. Thanks, Sosa, for just continuing to play through it and produce this show. We appreciate you. Appreciate everyone. Just hit up Roto Grinders for your props and pick 'em plays, your Sim Labs plays, your DFS cash game plays, whatever plays you need. We got it at rotogrinders.com. With that being said, we'll see you next week, the cash game week, here in rotogrinders.com. Swolecast. Peace.